This goes to Marissa, M-A-R-I-S-A, Gariglio, G-A-R-I-G-L-I-O, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice, fax 989-775-6472. Regarding Margaret Kistler, K-I-S-T-L-E-R, date of birth 10-20 of 1949. Dear Miss Gariglio, this is a consultation for Mrs. Kistler, who was sent for evaluation of and management of stage 3B chronic kidney disease. She had been seeing another local nephrologist for several years, and then in January of 2025, she was unable to urinate at all. So she went to the emergency room and was found to have three large obstructing kidney stones in the right kidney, as well as another 14 smaller stones. She needed immediate removal of the three stones and then was sent down to Ann Arbor for removal of the other 14. And she did have significant hydronephrosis of the right kidney at that time. But since that time, she has been able to urinate well, and all these stones were removed. She has a report analysis of the kidney stones, which showed 5% calcium oxalate monohydrate and 95% composition of glycoprotein. She is feeling quite a bit better at this time, but would like to follow in an ongoing manner with nephrology and hopefully prevent further accumulation of future kidney stones. She has a remote history of kidney stones many years ago, and she had a lithotripsy at that time without recurrence for until 2025, and that was at least 30 years, she reports. Currently, she's feeling very well. Her biggest complaint, she has a lot of constipation as well as irritable bowel syndrome, abdominal pain. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, and no diarrhea. Urine is currently clear, and she does try to drink at least 2 liters of fluid a day, mostly water. She gets up to urinate once or twice a night, every night, due to the excessive fluid intake, which was recommended following the kidney stones removal. And no edema or claudication symptoms, no unusual rashes, no numbness or tingling of the extremities. Past medical history is significant for hypothyroidism, hypolipidemia, multiple kidney stones on the right side, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, anxiety with depression, osteopenia, neck pain, osteoarthritis, anemia, irritable bowel syndrome with mainly constipation as the symptom. Past surgical history, she's had a total abdominal hysterectomy, but the ovaries remain. She's had multiple colonoscopies with polypectomies. She's had trigger finger release and a trigger finger release in 2024. She's had an appendectomy, tonsillectomy, and the right stone removal in February of 2025, 17 stones, as well as a remote lithotripsy. Social history, she's never, she is a non-smoker currently. She quit smoking in 1980 and did not ever resume smoking. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She's married, lives with her husband, and she is retired. Family history is significant for heart disease and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to clindamycin. Medications, she takes Flexeril 10 milligram daily at bedtime as needed for muscle spasms, not every day. Fluconazole is 150 milligram daily as needed. Metformin 500 milligram twice a day. Paxil 20 milligram daily. Synthroid 50 microgram daily. Crestor 20 milligram at bedtime. Losartan with hydrochlorothiazide 50/12.5 once a day. Mounjaro is 2.5 milligram once weekly. Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril once a day as needed. Metamucil daily for treatment of constipation. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height 68 inches, weight 160 pounds, pulse is 63, blood pressure is 106 over 62. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, tonsils absent, midline uvula, neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, brisk capillary refill. She has some decreased sensation in the soles of both feet and toes. No ulcerations or lesions. And labs, most recent lab studies were done June 5th, 2025. Creatinine was 1.72 with estimated GFR of 31. Sodium, 139. Potassium, 4.3. Carbon dioxide, 22. Calcium, 9.8. Phosphorus, 4.0. Albumin is 4.7. Albumin to creatinine ratio, normal at 9. Hemoglobin is 11.1. Hematocrit, 35.7. Normal white count, normal platelet count. Hemoglobin A1C was 5.8. Protein to creatinine ratio is 0.496, slightly elevated. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with recent hydronephrosis, secondary to 17 kidney stones in the right kidney. We are going to ask her to repeat labs to have them done in early September, and we're going to check a 24-hour urine for oxalate, for volume, creatinine, for sodium, for citrate, and calcium. That will be one time. We're going to check iron studies and ferritin level one time, as well as parathyroid hormone. Then every 3 months, we are going to be doing a renal panel, CBC, and a urinalysis. And she will increase fluid intake to 2,500 milliliters in 24 hours, and we've asked her to decrease her animal protein intake as much as possible to prevent recurrence of kidney stones. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. The patient was evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.